We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Wake up in the morning. You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I hope to see y'all every morning.
What you guys are doing right now is the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sit. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all's show, man. I know really? You got to be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You got to be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake the fuck up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo. Good morning, Angela Yee.
I'm on vacation.
Charlamagne the God. Peace to the planet. It's Friday. I hope I did that pretty good. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. The weekend is here, and I'm out at our sister station, 103.5 The Beat in Miami. I'm not actually supposed to be here. I'm actually supposed to be back in New York, all right? Now, yesterday, I flew out to Fort Lauderdale to take a look at some properties that I was interested in buying, and literally, I was supposed to be out here maybe 2 hours. So I flew out here, came to look at the property, came to evaluate the property, and I was supposed to get right back on the flight and come back home. I parked illegally on the street and everything. Just, I was like, I'm going to come right back. Well, my flight was supposed to be yesterday at 4 o'clock. It was pushed to 5, then pushed to 6, then pushed to 7, then pushed to 9, then pushed to 11, then pushed to 1. At 1 a.m., I was like, damn, I ain't going to make it home. Then it said, nah, it's going to leave at 2. 2 o'clock in the morning, they canceled that flight. I don't know if it was the weather in Miami or the weather in New York, but it's bad. Charlamagne is just walking in. Oh, man, so I've been stuck out here the whole time. But that's all right. I'm going to get back. What up, Charlamagne?
Hold on. You can hear Charlamagne
get himself together.
Y'all be starting this show on time.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, the show does start at time. I don't know if you know. The show starts at 6 o'clock.
What happened?
Said the show starts at 6.
What happened to back in the day when radio shows, the show used to start at 6:05?
No, that never happened.
Remember, like, the intro would come on at 6, but we wouldn't start talking until 6:05. Remember those days?
No, I don't. Okay. No, I don't. I was saying that, you know, because of the weather, I flew down to Florida for 2 hours to look at a property. I was supposed to fly right back, and my flight was delayed. And
what part of Florida are you in?
Now I'm in Miami. I flew down to Fort Lauderdale. I had to drive to Miami. So we're on 103.5 The Beat. Shout out to everybody out in Miami.
Salute to my guy, DJ 33 and the Third. I'll tell you one thing, man. Way back in the day, that would have sounded like a horrible excuse to stay in Miami, sir. I wouldn't have believed you.
Yeah, well, 33, I had to call 33 late, and 33 had to set this all up for me to be able to broadcast because I was scheduled to come back home, and I was scheduled to come home until 2 in the morning, and they finally canceled the flight. So shout out to 33 who made sure we were good.
That's
so,
our guy.
And I just want to say...
salute to Logic, too.
Logic's up here with me.
What up, my brother?
So I just want to shout out to Spirit Airlines.
No. Well, I know you wasn't on no damn Spirit.
No, I got to take it home today, though, so stop. Shout out to everybody on Spirit, all the pilots, All the do they have flight attendants?
Them cars ain't yours, bro. If you fly in Spirit, them cars ain't yours. Hey, that watch you had on earlier this week, you might want to sell it, bro.
No, look.
You on Spirit?
So there's no flight. All the flights have been canceled to tomorrow to tonight. My son has a football game, and the only flight that they have available that I can get on is Spirit. So let me shout out. If I ever said anything negative about Spirit or Frontier. Because I got to do a couple connectings. So shout to Frontier, shout to Spirit, and there's another one. What's the other one?
Tonight would hey, listen, Southwest? Today would have been a day Logan would have had to learn a lesson. Logan, I love you. You know I love you more than anything, but not today, son. All right? Not if I got to get on Spirit.
So
Lord
again,
have mercy.
I want to shout out to all those individuals on Frontier and Spirit. I love y'all. I mess with y'all. If I see y'all today, shout me a holler. And, you know, if I ever said anything ill will, negative, I didn't mean it. I ain't mean it. I ain't mean it. Well, let's get the show cracked. Kalani will be joining us this morning.
That's right. Kalani, she got a new record out called Alter.
Alter, right.
Yeah. And her album will be out soon. It's called, Blue Water Road?
Yes.
Yeah, Blue Water Road.
That's right. And we got Front Page News next. I'll give you an update of what's going on with Haiti. I got an inside connection that was explaining things to me yesterday. So
guy go to Miami one time, and now he got an inside connection in Haiti.
What?
This guy.
Isn't that how it works?
I mean, I guess.
All right. We'll talk about it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now on Thursday Night Football, the Panthers beat the Texans 24-9. For all the WNBA scores, I will have it next hour. Like I said, I just got to Miami. Now, what's going on with Haiti? Now, Charlamagne, we had a bunch of questions a couple of days ago, what's happening in Haiti. And the first question was, you know, how are the Haitians making it to the border? Like, Haiti is not close to the Mexico border. So what I was told is a lot of the Haitians that they already fled Haiti from before that are currently in Chile and Mexico. He said what happens is, he said a lot of these Haitians have a Facebook group. And I'll just say what I was told. And this is somebody that we both know that is Haitian, that has a lot of money, that is helping. So he says they have these Facebook groups. And these Facebook groups are telling the Haitians when to go and saying that it's okay to flee to America. And these Facebook groups allow them to say, okay, well, this is the time to go. And they're fleeing from Mexico to the United States. They said that they pay these carriers, or he called them cougars, $10,000 to $15,000, which are Mexican men that are carrying them or showing them how to get through the woods. They said as they're walking through the woods, they're seeing a lot of people that didn't make it. Like, they see dead bodies, people, they see heads and body parts and things like that of people that just couldn't make it through the woods. He says once they get through the woods, it's a body of water, which is a river that has a line, like a rope that's, you know, that's goes from one side to the other side. They said the Haitian migrants actually hold on to these ropes to get to the other side of the river, which is the side where the U.S. is. He says a lot of them make it to the U.S., but they are hungry. So they have to go back to the other side to get food. That's why we've seen them carrying all that food. You know, the things of food in the containers.
Yeah, the styrofoam containers.
The styrofoam containers. They said when they walk back over, they go to the styrofoam, they get the containers of food. Mexicans are actually cooking chicken and rice and pork and rice and food and rice. And they're going back to get the food so they can come back and feed their families. So that's what happens. And he said the problem is, he said, when the Mexicans, and this is what he's telling me, he says when the Mexicans make it over to the border, he says usually they're given showers, they're given food, and they're given clothes. He said when the Haitians make it over, he says they're pretty much left under a bridge and they're treated inhumanely.
I think I saw some images from under that bridge yesterday, I think it was.
So that's what he was saying. And he was like, that's why people are up, besides the whipping and the horses and all that. He says when other people make it over to the other side, he said they're treated like humans. He says the Haitian people are not treated like humans. And he said that's the problem. So he actually flew, because he went with me to look at this property. He actually flew to Houston. And what he's doing is he went to the local Costco or Sam's Club, and he's just buying tons of water, tons of products for, you know, feminine products, deodorant and things like that. And that's what they're saying the problem was and how it happened. Because we were all asking so many questions. How are they getting there and all the food? So he broke that down of what's happening.
Salute to that, brother. I feel like I know who you're talking about. But, yeah. And coyotes, not cougars.
Coyotes, good. I didn't know what he, because I was talking to him for a long time. Now, the White House press secretary, she talks about Haitians being transported at the border.
12 repatriation flights have left the United States. 1,401 Haitian nationals have been returned to Haiti. 3,206 Haitian nationals have been moved from the Del Rio camp to CBP custody or to other sectors of the United States border to either be expelled via Title 42, if possible, or placed into removal proceedings. Therefore, there remain less than 5,000 migrants in the Del Rio sector.
Now, he also told me that when they're taking the Haitian migrants back, he says a lot of times they're not telling them that they're going to Haiti. They're telling them that they're going to other places. So he says what they're pretty much doing is, he said, when that plane lands in Haiti, they open the door. And he said the Haitian migrants are coming off the plane thinking it's someplace else, thinking it's someplace better than Haiti. Mm. And he said when they get off that plane, they look like, oh, ish, this is Haiti. And then they're trying to run back on the plane because they don't want to be there. And they're trying to get back on the plane. But he was like, it's very inhumane how they're treating his people. And he was highly upset. And he's out there. He has a lot of money. And he got his foot in the ground, and he's actually helping people out there. So shout to him.
Sad passé to all my Haitian massive, man.
And I hope I got that story right, but he broke it down. We spoke for about 2 hours yesterday.
Probably
was,
not, but there's
explaining good, everything.
There's some good meat there. Some good things to chew on, from what you said.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Also, WNBA playoff scores, man. The Chicago Sky beat the Dallas Wings last night, 81-64. And the Phoenix Mercury beat the New York Liberty, 83-82 in the first round of the WNBA playoffs.
All right. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, DJ Envy. Hey, DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
I got to hype you up and give you your props. You've been holding it down since Angela Yee's been gone. And the way you be teasing yourself for these transitions between rumor report and front page news, on Wednesday when you was the only one there in the morning, and how you brought the show in, it wasn't corny. When there was a time when you had to do it and Charlamagne had to do it, it just felt weird. But when you do it, bro, it was good, man. I gotta hype you up because I slandered you during slander Breakfast Club. So it'd be wrong for me not to hype you up.
Yeah, you just like when I tease myself. That was the first thing you said. I like when you tease yourself, Envy. That's what you like. That's what you enjoy.
Envy does his own. He's the transition guy. So he should be.
He is.
Yes.
The way he come in and out is.
Whoa! Undeniable.
See? Can I real quick? Can I shout out my homegirl's tea company, Charlamagne? Actually, I wanted to send you some tea because I know you a tea man.
You just gave me some tea just now. You said the way Envy goes in and out is undeniable.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, bro, You got to hype him up. He do what he do. Goodness.
Hey, whatever you want to call it, brother.
All right.
But hold on, real quick. My homegirl's tea company is called Subtle Tea.
Uh-huh.
S-U-B-T-L-T-E-A. And if I can send you some tea, Charlamagne, it's fire. She got a tea called Nighty Night. Oh, boy.
I love it.
I tell you that it hit.
I'm definitely a tea guy. That's part of my my mindfulness tools. Yeah, send it up. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to give you the address.
Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Joe from Miami.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I wanted to ask some what you had to say about the Haitian migrants. For one, another way they get in there is a lot of people is going through Brazil. Like, I don't know how that kind of connects, but...
Going through what, King?
They're going through Brazil.
Oh, Brazil.
Yeah,
Brazil.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said Brazil too. Yep.
And they're making that that country transfer going through Brazil and making their way back up to Mexico. And another thing is that a lot of the people, like I see the police agency and something, they put out like an official report that they're not whipping them or whatever. Those was the horse reins, and they saying that that's how the picture came out, but. I mean, a lot of those Haitians, they selling their houses, they selling their cars, they selling everything they got over there just to pay them people to get over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
When they do get deported, they're going back home to basically be in the street because they done stole everything just to pay somebody to come over here.
I don't care if it's whip-like cords, reins, straps, whatever the hell they were using to hit them Haitian migrants. They was whipping them. Okay.
I mean, they said, they wasn't hitting them, but it really looked like they was.
We saw videos.
Just how the pictures were taken.
We got eyes. Yeah. Hey, what are we talking about? It's videos. It's more than pictures. We got eyes.
And that's another thing that they're saying, too. They were saying that if you don't have family in areas, he said, they send you back because a lot of people don't have money. They use their life savings to get over here. And then once they're here, they don't have anything. They're stuck in the street. And that's another thing that our Haitian brother was doing. He said he's going to start setting. He's trying to set these people up so they have a little something, so they can get an apartment, so they can get the money to get on their feet. So that's what he's actually in Houston doing now. So
dope.
Shout to all the Haitians out there, man. Sac passe, like Charlamagne said early. But get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Right, with you.
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm dialing.
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is T from Brooklyn, yo.
What up? Oh, boy.
No, we haven't heard. I'm hard of hearing.
What you doing now? What you doing now, Keith? Tell us.
Yo, you're weird, yo. What do you want to know what I'm doing, man? Well, right now, I'm under my covers.
Yeah,
I'm not naked.
Why you don't have a job?
I do have a job, weirdo.
Oh, so what time you go to work?
Usually I'm off today. I'm usually at work right now, actually. I'm usually at work listening to y'all. That's the reason why I'm so comfortable to be able to listen to y'all in the comfort of my own house.
True.
Wake up, you know what I'm saying, roll up.
So what do you want? What do you want this morning, sir?
None. I just called to say hi. I can't say hi to y'all. Damn.
Thank you, King. We appreciate you, King. We appreciate you.
Yep. Now, yesterday you were in bed naked listening to The Breakfast Club, so you're doing the same thing. This is your normal routine now.
He's gone.
You hung up on him, Red? Damn.
Ray got jealous.
He got jealous.
Ray was like, y'all did too much flirting with him yesterday. Now y'all about to do it again.
Well, shout out to, what's his name, Keith? Keith from Brooklyn. You heard? Shout out to him, man. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this 105 from Detroit. What up, though?
What up, though?
Yo, good morning, fella. Good morning. I got a couple things on my chest.
Okay.
One of them is I want to send some really energy to Walisha Tarp. Her family, she passed the COVID on Tuesday. That made me want to go get the vaccine shot.
All right, definitely. Yo. Selling healing energy to her family. Yeah, condolences and rest in peace.
Word. Absolutely, King.
Red, you hung up on him too. He said he had two
Red,
things,
why
right?
Are you doing this to people, Red? What's up, man? Why are you hanging up on people?
Hello, who's this?
It's the birthday boy.
Happy Born Day,
Sean
King.
Sean Stone.
Oh, today your Born Day, Sean?
Yes, sir. Yes,
I didn't know you was a Libra, y'all.
Yes, sir, I am. You know what I mean?
Well, happy Born Day.
You want to say happy birthday to me, bro?
Happy birthday, brother. You was talking. I didn't want to talk over you.
Oh, my bad, man. Yo, it's crazy. That person who went into the pizza shop and just buy a slice of pizza and won over $400 million.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's dope.
You about to lie and say it's you?
Nah, I wish it was me, but I just want to put my Cash App out there if that person want to bless my Cash App, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's your birthday. Go ahead.
So it's $ Sean, S-H-A-W-N, 732. If anybody want to just give a brother a little blessing, feel free to just bless my Cash App. You know what I mean?
Or you can request. Huh? You can request money too, so you can hit that Cash App and request money as well.
Nah, who am I request money from? Maybe you?
No, they're gonna request money from you. You know what's crazy? I think in Manhattan you can remain anonymous, so we'll never know who that person is.
Yo, that's crazy, man. That's a huge blessing to go to sleep poor and then to wake up rich.
It's a blessing and it could be a curse, just depending. You know what I mean? You need a lot of financial literacy to go with that money. You know what I mean?
Man, I love the fact that you're doing your thing, man, with these shows, man. You know, if you need extra security, Sean Stone is there, man. 6'3", I'm ready to work, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm good on the security end. But make sure y'all watch The God's Honest Truth tonight at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. Right. Tonight's episode is titled Only the Feds I Fear.
Okay, stay blessed, y'all.
Yes, right. Sir.
Get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. All right, when we come back, we got rumors on the way. We got to talk Meg Thee Stallion, and maybe you might be seeing a Meg Thee Stallion new sneaker. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint.
get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step, and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela E, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
The therapist, or the cup cannot be your therapist, or the drugs that's in the cup, okay? Therapy. I say that every time this song plays.
All right, well, it's Friday, and let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Meg Thee Stallion.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Now, yesterday, Nike and Meg Thee Stallion announced their partnership with this video.
Growing up, I remember people saying,
girl, you tall. You need to be playing basketball.
Nah, you should be playing volleyball.
With those legs, you need to run track.
And I tried them all, but they just weren't for me. I knew I had to find my passion and do what made me happy.
But I wouldn't call you an athlete.
Oh, really? Wait. Oh. Let's see you run through 12-hour dance rehearsals, train 5 days a week, then perform in front of 50,000 people, squatting 50% of the time.
No. People like to tell us what we can and what we can't do, but we ain't hearing that.
Meg definitely has to be athletic to do what it is she does, but what kind of, it's a performance sneaker?
Well, they believe it's going to be a performance wear and maybe a performance sneaker, which is pretty dope. I don't remember the last time I remember a rapper with their own sneaker besides who? Kanye West and G-Unit? Besides that, have we seen that? And Master P? So I think that's pretty dope.
Travis Scott?
Drake? Oh, Travis Scott, of course.
Yeah. You know, Travis Scott, Drake, Who else? A lot of people.
But you know, Travis Scott and Drake, they don't actually have their own sneaker. They have sneakers that, you know, they put their names on, meaning their Air Force Ones or their Jordan 3s or Jordan 4s. I believe they're doing her own sneaker, like developing from the beginning, like how Kanye did with his.
They should run in big sizes, too. Don't nobody ever do that. Don't nobody ever run, like, you know, girl sneakers in like, bigger sizes for women that got big feet. And for guys that may want to wear the sneakers. I saw DC Young Fly post a video this week, and he was playing, but it was some Jordan colorway they put out. And he was like, I'm going to walk into the shoe store and say, I need a size 11 in girls, my boy.
Nah, we've been doing that. Like, a lot of times they make the dope colors for women, and mm-hmm. you get a size 11, which is like a 9.5 or something like that. 11.5 is 9.5, and we've been doing that a long time.
Okay.
Now, also, shout to Trick and Trina. We announced a couple years ago when they got their show out in Miami, but they have been released of doing that morning show, which does make sense to me. I thought that show was hilarious and funny. They are Miami, and they're also on Love & Hip Hop, but they won't be doing radio anymore in Miami on that station. That
was, salute to Trick and Trina. Dropping the clues bombs to Trick and Trina. Our guy, Radio Big Mac, that's one of our former interns. You know, he's Breakfast Club alumni. Mm-hmm. I think he was on that show as well, producing.
Yeah, he was producing that show.
And he was a personality on it. Yeah. Salute to Nasty.
Shout to them. I'm sure they'll bounce back. You know, Trick and Trina, the homie. So.
I mean, come on. Trick and Trina. That was a hobby for them. You know what I mean? But morning radio is tough. Like, I'm surprised this raggy-ass show been on for 11 years. Hip-hop and R&B radio, it's not easy right now.
No, definitely not. Well, Kanye West is bringing his Donda Academy to life. Now, Kanye West reportedly is going to build his first private school. It's going to be on a 3.5-acre parcel. And we're not sure what he's going to be teaching during the school, but I think that will be dope. Kanye has done so much in this industry to be able to teach students about the music industry, to be able to teach people about fashion, to be able to teach people about business. As long as he has teachers in there, I think that'll be amazing.
Yeah, as long as he's keeping it to, you know, music and fashion, and he ain't trying to teach nobody American history, especially Correct. Black American history.
Right.
Can you imagine if slavery was a choice course?
No, Jesus I don't want that Christ. Course. But he could teach, you know, fashion. He could teach music. He could teach production. He could teach making beats. He could teach business.
I doubt he's actually going to be teaching there, though.
Well, he could probably set up the courses for people to teach.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, which I think would be dope. And shout out to Drake. Drake is still, his album is still number one. And because of that, he's been in Miami the last couple of days. He rented out Dave and Buster's in Miami to celebrate. So he rented it out. Everything was free. He had a little party. They played CLB the whole night. Had a bunch of people in there from Future, Yella Beezy, Alexis Scott, who I ran into yesterday, and a host of other people. So he just said it was just fun. You could eat, you could drink, you could play games, and it was just on Drake. I wonder how much that cost him.
Dope. I mean, that's dope. It's good to see a rap album stay number one for a few weeks because, you know, we live in such a, you know, here today, it's hot today, and then everybody moves on so quickly. So it's good to see something at least stay on the charts for 3 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we got some front page news. We'll fill you in with what's going on with Haiti migrants at the U.S. border and more. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Want to look like $1 million, but only spend a handful of bucks? Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6 Blade Razor for a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision cut stainless blades. Find your perfect shave wherever you shop, in-store and online at dollarshave.com. That's dollarshave.com.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Angela Yee is out. We're holding it down. And let's get in some front page news. Now, NFL last night, the Panthers beat the Texans 24-9. Now, I'm out at
The Panthers balling, too. The Panthers 3-0.
Yeah, they're 3-0 right now. I'm out in Miami, 103.5 The Beat. Shout out to our sister station now. Charlamagne, you got the WNBA scores?
I do. Chicago Sky beat the Dallas Wings 81-64. Phoenix Mercury beat the New York Liberty 83-82 in the first round of the WNBA playoffs.
Now, in some good news, a couple of days ago, Daryl Strawberry and his daughter released information that he couldn't find his granddaughter, but they just wanted to be put out there that she is safe. They found her. They didn't give much information about it, but the good thing is that she's okay and that she is safe. And you know, Daryl Strawberry used to play for the Mets Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame, right? He should be in the Hall of Fame.
I have no idea. Daryl Strawberry in the Hall of Fame, Nick? I have no idea. Somebody Google. I don't watch baseball. I tell you, I never liked baseball. Baseball is boring. I like baseball when everybody was on steroids and everybody was hitting home runs.
Mm. Now,
I haven't watched it recently. I heard it's more exciting now.
I haven't watched it recently either.
Nick said no.
No. Now, some sad news. Jelani Day, we reported the story a couple of days ago about he was missing. He was an aspiring doctor. His mother was like, look, I want the same energy that you give to all these other people that are missing. Give this energy to my son. Well, his body was found. Now, listen to this. His body was found on September 4th. September 4th, which is 20 days ago, floating near the south bank of the Illinois River.
So it was just sitting in the morgue or something?
The body was just identified now. How crazy is that?
Found the body in the river.
No, they said the body was found on September 4th. His body was found on September 4th. It was just identified now. Now, Gabby Petito's family, you know, her body was identified in a day. It took 20 days to identify this young man's body.
Where was the body just sitting in the morgue or something? Like,
I'm sure it was just sitting in the morgue, but it just seemed like nobody cared, which is crazy. Could you imagine you're the mother and you see Gabby Petito's body? They do the forensics on that body and it takes a day or two. And then your son, it takes 20 days to do forensics. That don't sound wild. All right. Now, we also got to talk about the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She talks about what's going on at the border. And she talks about horses will no longer be used.
One, we feel those images are horrible and horrific. There is an investigation the president certainly supports, overseen by the Department of Homeland Security, which he has conveyed will happen quickly. I can also convey to you that the secretary also conveyed to civil rights leaders earlier this morning that we would no longer be using horses in Del Rio. But separately, it's also important for people to understand what our process and our immigration process is.
No more horses. What about the cord-like whips or the reins, whips, whatever the hell they were using, the scraps that were cracking the Haitian migrants? Basically, they got caught. So since y'all got caught, you know, we won't be doing it anymore. I'm telling you, man, things won't change in this country until we change them. When they knuck, we got a buck. You got to call it out every time you see it loudly. I don't care who's in the White House. Everybody got to be held accountable. No more horses. Why were there horses there to begin with?
Yeah, but even though, what did the horses do? Like, you say no more horses. What about no more whips? What about using whips as a weapon?
What about the cord-like whips, the reins, like whatever you want to call them?
Now, she also gives the stats of the Haitian migrants that were transported. She talks about how many people were actually transported. You got that audio, right?
12 repatriation flights have left the United States. 1,401 Haitian nationals have been returned to Haiti. 3,206 Haitian nationals have been moved from the Del Rio camp to CBP custody or to other sectors of the United States border to either be expelled via Title 42, if possible, or placed into removal proceedings. Therefore, there remain less than 5,000 migrants in the Del Rio sector.
That is interesting, though. I mean, because it truly isn't the horses. The horses aren't the problem. No. It's the whips and the inhumane treatment. You know what I'm saying? If y'all riding on horses on the border, so what? It's the fact that y'all, you know, hitting people with those reins, you know, hitting people with those whip-like cords or whatever that was. It looked like a cord. I don't know what the hell it was, but whatever it was, is that in the inhumane treatment? You know, no more horses.
That just sounds crazy. We're gonna ban the horses. Well, the horses ain't hurt nobody.
What about the inhumane treatment?
What about the people on the horses that's doing whipping? What about keeping the people on the bridge for days?
Can we ban them crackers? I ain't hear nothing about them crackers being fired. Can we do that? Forget the horses.
Well, they have to
investigate. No more horses.
They have to investigate the gentleman on the horses, but the horses get banned right away.
If you can investigate enough to say no more horses, you can investigate enough to say, yeah, that guy got fired as well. Say that. Boy, this government.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back, Kalani will be joining us. We're going to kick it with Kalani. Talk to Kalani when we come back. She has a new single out. She's working on a new project that comes out this winter. So we're going to talk to Kalani when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, and she smells amazing.
This is the first time that she's here in person.
Yeah, I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kalani.
Hey.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
How's your spirit?
It's awesome.
Okay.
It's incredible. How's yours?
It feels good. I feel good today.
Good.
Yeah, you seem so happy, today. So positive. I love to see that.
I am.
When you came in, you was just jumping. You were happy. You were excited.
Was I jumping?
Yes. So what's so happy in the life? What's so positive? It's good to see.
What you mean, what's so positive?
No, it's good to see.
Why do we do that to humans?
Like, why are you so happy?
Exactly. Right. Positivity should be the norm.
Maybe she could make somebody else happy knowing about her positivity. Mm. So tell
us. I'm blessed. My family's taken care of. We all have our health. My daughter is extremely genius. Mm-hmm. I just got back from 2 weeks of like different fashion weeks that I've never experienced.
Are you going over to Italy?
No, because I want to see my child. So I was like, that's cool to stay another week, but I want to go see my baby, so I'm going home.
But did it take some adjusting being outside again?
I got a new perspective of like, now I appreciate being outside more. So now I'm just taking advantage of every time that I'm outside. So
what's the perspective?
I mean, I think I was so like nervous all the time and just like shook consistently being outside and just like, okay, it's one thing being super present online, like you can do that from anywhere and you can still completely be yourself like behind the scenes, but like when you're outside, like, you know, you have to meet people and all things, like touch people and hug people and, you know, all those things, but my new perspective is just like enjoy every moment. Like I can create the experience that I want to create when I'm outside and I have a good time.
As a person myself who suffers from like really bad anxiety, I enjoyed it because like, you know, it's all the external stuff that you can't control that really makes your anxiety go through the roof. So it was something about being in the house every day, knowing where the kids at, knowing where the wife at. It gives you a different sense of comfort. I can't lie. I haven't quite adjusted to being outside.
But your kids, though, you want your, the problem is not you, it's the kids, though. You want your kids to be able to play, to meet
Right, there's, I feel so bad because I feel like they're suffering. I mean, I don't want to say, I don't want to play like who's suffering the most, but children are right now must be really awkward because they're not socializing and they're not getting those like, other, they, like my kid mostly knows adults. She has like two baby friends and we're really safe about it, but like she mostly knows adults and it's probably shouldn't be the case right now, but.
How old is she?
She's two.
She's two. So she starts school soon.
Yes.
Pre-K. So is that
you're going to cry
virtual, though?
No, I want her to go be with children in real life. Yeah.
You're going to cry when you drop her off.
Am I?
Yes.
You'll cry, but you know what to cry worse? The first couple times she's going to cry because you're leaving her.
Because she's
that one moment when she doesn't cry and she's like, all right, mom.
Then I'm going to cry.
Then you're really going to cry.
No, that's what be messing me up now. Like, she's like, I'm calling her. She's like, I'm at my dad's. I'm like, okay, I hope you're having fun. I miss you. She's like, bye. I'm like, oh. Woo, right in the heart. So,
how does your parenting style differ from the way you were raised?
I think my mom was very, she just didn't have as much support as she should have. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think most of our generation's parents didn't have the support that they should have had. My mom was, three kids, single mom, crazy 9-to-5. Like, I have friends that I'm like, if they want to help me, I'm like, I will let you help me. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I think that alone changed the game.
And you're rich.
You know, I can afford a babysitter. I can. I truly can. And my babysitter's the best.
Now, how's it going to be when you go on tour? Because, you released a new single. Mm-hmm. Album's coming out.
Yeah.
You're going on tour.
Yeah.
How is that going to be with the baby?
I mean, her dad's awesome, and he's super, like, fluid when it comes to my career. So he's like, you want me to come with her? And just, like, we all hang out, and, like, we'll go back and forth. And we just have a great system, and we're a great co-parenting team, and we'll take it as it comes.
Is that relationship always like that, where y'all were great co-parenters and y'all could...
Yeah, pretty much. We're both like team baby. So it's like we don't view each other in any other way than like we're teammates and family. So
I wonder how rare that is. Because when you hear it, it sounds rare, but I don't have any facts to back it up. But, you always hear about baby daddy drama and baby mama drama. Like, you don't ever hear about like healthy co-parenting too much.
I mean, I can't apply it necessarily to my situation, but I think people have a bad habit of viewing each other as exes instead of viewing each other as co-parents.
Like enemies.
Right. Ooh, and then they apply ex drama and ex attention and ex like chaos. When really at the moment you guys become parents, you guys need to view each other as literally whoever this baby is parents. That's Word. It. Like, you need to, all the ex thing needs to go out the window. So
it's almost like you got to take the personal out of it and deal with the business.
Yeah, this literally. Business. And then your team baby. And if you guys aren't functioning as a proper team, then the only one it really comes down on hard, like super hard, is the baby. So
absolutely.
What did you do different during the pandemic?
Like, I applied myself to learning how to edit and direct videos. And me and my photographer, who doesn't shoot videos or edit videos, decided to start a production company so that the videos we would drop at least looked like they came from something professional. So what started out as kind of like a let's do like a makeshift production company actually became a real one. And we just bought equipment and like literally sat in my garage every day and learned on YouTube. And now we're directing videos for other artists.
Dope.
So that alone was its own... like completely own thing to
apply. Is that a different passion for you now? Like you want to be a art director and a video director. So you're looking at scenes, you're looking at sets, you're looking
at... Yeah. I've always done that though. I didn't even know that what I was doing up until this point was technically co-directing all my stuff, because I'd come up with an idea and I would give it to a director like, this is exactly what I want to do. Now you take it and flush it out. And I'm not knowing that the whole time I can technically call myself a co-director at that point.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you tweeted the other day, Teyana Taylor is very, very, very special?
I think she's very special for many reasons. Mm-hmm. I think she's freakishly talented out of this world. She can sing, dance, she can act, and she can direct. And she directed the video that I was in with her. And to be on set with an all-women-based production company was just a completely different experience than normally, like, being on set with a bunch of, like, really intense, like, high-energy men, and everything is really, like, the energy just feels like this. So she's just incredible for so many reasons, and she's so humble, and I just feel like she hasn't gotten the flowers
Absolutely.
That she deserves. And upon announcing this farewell tour, it's super bittersweet, because on one hand, I'm, like, super pro people doing whatever is good for them. Like, this isn't the end-all, be-all. Like, we have so much more, like, especially when you have kids and you realize, like, how much that means, mm-hmm. and, like, this career is cool, but, like, the joy that you feel there isn't comparable. Like, I want her to do whatever, like, she feels like is the meaning of life to her. And if that means, giving up music, that's amazing. But on the bittersweet side, like, I'm so grateful for her talent and what she gives to the world, so.
All right, we have more with Kalani. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Kalani. Charlamagne?
Let's talk about this spiritual growth that you had over mm-hmm. the pandemic. I love those stories of, because God made all of us be still last year.
Yeah.
And a lot of people connected, with a higher power. Mm-hmm. So what was that like for you?
I think I've always been really spiritual. My mom's very spiritual. We were raised like with me, not until I was older, realizing that all the things she was doing when I was little were very spiritual until I got older. And I'm like, oh, you were very intentional with all these little things around the house and these little tables with all these cups of water and da 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 da. And I couldn't put two and two together until I got older and really started applying myself. It's a very personal journey for me, so I won't go into too many details, but just making sure that I take care of the invisible people and energy around me so that they keep pouring into me. And that's the really the shortest way to say
it. No, I'm with you. Fixing that generational trauma, repairing those lineages so those ancestors can pour into you the right
way.
There
we go. It's that simple.
Absolutely. What did you learn about yourself last year during the pandemic? Yourself specifically.
So many things. I learned that I'm super limitless.
Oof.
I learned that that's all I aspire to be. And it's funny because I just did a sit down with Alicia Keys, and when she said that, I was like, man, you put it all into words. Like, it's one thing to like be limitless, and it's another thing to like know that it's possible to be, you know, because we are all limitless, but it takes a long time to unlock that feeling of like, oh, I can really do whatever the fuck I want around this bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm taking care of myself and I'm doing it the right way, like, the world is mine type shit. And I don't know. I went to therapy. I love my therapist.
Same.
There's a lot of things that I learned. I don't know.
So
I could go forever.
What made you go to therapy?
Well, I used to be in therapy, and then I think I got really hard-headed with it because I was just like, you know, I'm at that point where, like, I know what my therapist is going to say, and, like, I know what she's going to tell me, and, like, I can apply it myself. But you truly realize, like, you never actually graduate out of therapy.
That's right.
I was just at that point where I was like, you know what? I'm a mom now. I'm 2 years into motherhood. Like, I'm experiencing a new set of things that I need to get the tools to work through. So that's why I went back.
Now, what inspired the song Alter?
The song Alter is about being able to maintain the relationship with people when they've passed on because of the work that you put in, you know, on this side. I had a lot of people that passed away in the last couple of years, a lot of friends, really, really young. I also really got really close to my father, who passed away when I was one, in this last year, just like doing proper ancestor work and like making sure that, you know, they were always venerated and fed and had things to light them and guide them and just taken care of. And through putting the time in and like little by little by little and really developing like a discipline with it, just the way I was able to transform my understanding of grief. Mm-hmm. I think I lost maybe 5 friends that were probably all under the age of 28, 27 in the last couple of years to like random freak drug situations. And I had gotten to the point where I was like, I have to understand like why I feel you guys so much and like, how can I help you guys? And da 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 da. And the people I'd become surrounded with in my spiritual community were just like, look, this is how we can help you, you know, grapple with that. And through that, I feel like I'm a lot closer to everyone. So that's what the song is about.
Isn't that amazingly normal? Like when you start doing like that spiritual work and that healing work and that energy work on yourself, and you know, you got your altar set up at the crib, you really do be talking to your people on the other side.
Yeah, and then you start having to differentiate, like, did I just make that up or did I see that? Did I make that up or did I feel that?
Word.
I didn't think of that. That was somebody there, and it's comforting. So,
what's the title Blue Water Road about?
Well, there's a surface level title definition, and then there's like a deeper one. But we had started what was the deluxe for It Was Good Until It Wasn't, my last album, in this house that I did a writing camp at on a street called Blue Water Road.
Oh, wow.
And I left after the first week and went into like a couple ceremony processes. I came back and I just like was completely different and heard the music differently and was like, this doesn't sound like it's a deluxe for my last album. This sounds like it's a completely new project. Mm-hmm. And as we started getting into it, my friends were like, this is really different from like what you usually make. Like, you should just name it some random shit, like the street. And I was like, yeah, Blue Water Road. I was like, actually, this does sound like Blue Water Road. And when I think of Blue Water Road, to me, it's a river. And a river is super spiritually significant to me. And to be discreet, but like still give explanation, like a river just, it just keeps flowing. It's a life source. And then on the flip side of thinking about it as a location, it gave me an ability to put people into my world because it gave it a literal location.
Mm.
When I think of the house, I think of like how light it was and how you could see through all the windows. And I feel like I'm at that place where like there's no curtains. Everything is really light. All the light's coming in on me in this time of my life. I'm really transparent. Like, you can see everything. Like, I'm in a completely, like, 180 from where I was, like, years ago. So I feel like this is putting people into my headspace.
You said the music sounded different after the ceremony. You think it's because, like, healed people hear it differently?
I think that's applicable. But I also think that when you're in one place and you leave to go do things that heal you or set you in a different, you know, better mental place, and you come back, you don't really recognize the same perspective that you had before.
That's right.
I performed a lot of my old music and been on stage and almost had laughing moments where I'm like, I can't believe I was there. Or I can't believe that was me. Or I can't believe I thought that. Or like, oh, wow, look how far I've come since I thought that. And like, I don't realize it's doing things for people in the audience. But for me, I'm like, that's hilarious, you know. But when I hear my perspective as a 19-year-old or 20-year-old girl, I'm like, oh, baby, you needed somebody to sit you down and tell you, leave it alone and go get it together. And now I'm 26 and I'm dropping songs that are just about, like, I don't need anybody. And I think I was coming from such a place of, like, need in the past. You can hear it. You can hear it in the lyrics. And now I'm just like, whoa, thank God I grew up, you know. But right. we all go through it.
You know, I always wonder, what role did Nick Cannon play in your career? Weren't you signed to Nick at one point?
I wasn't signed to Nick.
Okay.
Kind of, not really. So when I first met Nick Cannon, I was on America's Got Talent. I was 15, 16 years old. Time had passed. My band had broke up. I was, like, working two jobs and in high school. And he calls one day and he's like, I have an opportunity for you. It's a rap group. And I was like, cool, whatever, I'm down to try it. At this point, music was like,
you
so...
just wanted anything to get in the door.
I was like, something's going to work. Like, just try it. I'm like, okay, I go to LA, I try it. I'm like, I hate this rap group. I'm not a rapper. Don't know what this means to me. I was doing a weird combination of something, but he knows that that wasn't it. I was like, respectfully, I'm thankful for the opportunity, but I'm just going to go home. I went back. I got back in high school. And then I dropped my first song on SoundCloud. And he called and he was like, I see the vision. I get it. Like, you're meant to be a solo artist. Like, come back to LA. Let's try it again. I want to support. And when I came back to LA, he had surprised me with my first apartment. I had never slept in a bed by myself. I never had my own room. At the time, I was couch hopping between a bunch of friends, working two jobs. Like, I just fell on the floor and couldn't believe it. And over the span of like 6-7 months, like, he just let me use his studio. Like, he made sure that if I needed anything, that I had it, as long as I was not out here bullshit. And he changed my life forever. Like, wow. That's family to me. And the crazy thing is, I meet a lot of artists who he's secretly done that for.
Really?
So he silently has changed the lives of so many people, and we don't know until someone sees, like, an interview of mine, and they'll come grab me and be like, you know, Nick Cannon did the same thing for me.
Wow.
And you would have no idea.
That's why I said last time he was here, I'm like, yo, Nick pours into so many people, and he empowers so many people, especially black people, people of color. And he don't get his flowers for that, but...
he doesn't.
You got to salute him.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into your single right now. You want to introduce the single?
This is Alter.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. Damn, I hope you enjoy it. I hope Lonnie's you
like,
love
here,
it.
Here's the offering. Here's the 4 minutes, 30 seconds.
You know what? Go. Exactly. There we go.
All right.
And when Blue Water Road dropping?
This winter.
This winter.
Oh, winter, okay. Yes.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. A pleasure meeting you. It's the first time you've been up
here. Yeah, nice to meet y'all in real life.
All right. It's Kalani. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
My time.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That's right. Salute to Kalani for pulling up. You know what I mean? I'm glad she's on her healing journey.
Yep.
You know, and listen, we got to normalize seasonal allergies again. Okay,
yes.
People can't even cough, blow their nose nowadays without folks thinking it's COVID, okay? All respiratory diseases matter, all right? Went to the doctor earlier this week because all my folks had me nervous, like I don't get COVID tested all the time. They're like, you okay just because I got a seasonal cough? It's called allergies.
Yeah.
Okay?
The crazy part is I just started developing allergies in the last 2-3 years, but yeah, I get COVID tested about 2 times a week, and yeah, my allergies are effing with me right now.
Stop cough shaming people. Okay? Stop. Right? Jesus.
All right. Well, shout to everybody out in Miami, too. I'm at 103.5 The Beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm doing my Coachella car show out here. So setting up for that while I'm down here as well. So I want to shout to everybody down here. That happens December 12th. So it's celebrity cars, family cars, amusement rides. We'll have a Santa there for the kids. It's just a family fun day. So you can bring the family out, safe environment, and just really, really chill. Now, you know, so I just want to say shout out again to 103.5 The Beat and our family up here.
Absolutely. And listen, please, tonight, Comedy Central, 10 p.m., my late night talk show, The God's Honest Truth, will be on. This is episode 2. Tonight's episode is titled Only the Feds I Fear. Okay? You know, we talked decrackification, you know, last week and how we need to decrackify America. So now we're talking about how, you know, to decrackify some of these institutions out here. And we're starting with the FBI tonight.
All right.
So tune in, 10 p.m., Comedy Central, The God's Honest Truth.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got the rumors, all right? We got to tell you about Tory Lanez, all right? He's in the rumors again, so we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, Rich the Kid has a joint album with Lil Wayne on the way, and he pulled up on DJ Academics to do his podcast Off the Record. When Academics asked him about the home invasion, it seems like Rich the Kid didn't want to answer and wanted to do nothing but just get out of Dodge.
Why on TMZ I be seeing just so much... Rich, no, sit down. No. We good. On a serious note, though. And again, if you don't want to respond, it's fine. I see and be like, yo, people, home invasion is entered. Are you good? We've seen rappers. No, Rich, don't walk off. Come back.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Rich the Kid. Okay? That's exactly what you should do if you don't want to answer a question. You either don't answer it or you get up and leave.
Right.
I'm not mad at it. Salute to Rich the Kid. Salute to my guy Academics, too, man. Off the Record podcast on Spotify.
Now, Tory Lanez, they're saying, is in a meaningful discussion to strike a deal with prosecutors in his felony assault case with Megan Thee Stallion. You know, he's accused of using a semi-automatic firearm to shoot her in the feet, allegedly. So they said he's striking a deal, and I guess he's celebrating by releasing his new album. He gave the date, which is December 1st, and the new album is going to be called Alone at Prom.
Question: How did people come to the conclusion that he was celebrating? I don't see that in the story.
That's what they said. Rolling Stone. I'm getting it from Rolling Stone. Look, I don't do rumors. I'm just reading off a piece of paper.
I just want to know how they got that from him releasing the album. Like, I don't see what the correlation is.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, Wendy Williams, it seems like she's doing a lot better. They say she's finally home. They said even though you might have seen her in a wheelchair and people wheeling her around the city, they said Wendy is on the mend and doing well. They said there was a meeting this week and execs assured staff that the show will return on October 4th. And Wendy is ready to get back to work.
I'm sending Wendy Williams healing energy always. But, you know, don't rush back to work. You know, you got to take care of yourself first.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to make sure that you know, weigh healthy on several levels, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Then you go back if you want to, not because execs are pushing you to, because, you know, all they care about is the mighty, mighty dollar anyway.
The money. That's right.
That's it.
She got to make sure her mental's right. She got to make sure she's physically right, because if not, she's going to have the same problems.
They'll prop her up there like Weekend at Bernie's if they could. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, no, you don't do that. You move when you're ready to go back.
Yeah, and congratulations to Cash Doll. What up, though? Cash Doll revealed yesterday that she is pregnant. And she just left a comment. Well, not a comment, but she posted on her Instagram, "The Lord just keep on blessing me." So congratulations to Cash Doll.
Salute to Cash Doll. Dropping the clues bombs with Cash Doll. Who the baby daddy? Who the pappy? Who the pappy? We know who the pappy is.
You asking me? Oh. Ask Angelio Monday.
You doing the rumors?
I don't want to.
Tell me, girl. Spill that tea.
Well, if you really want to know who the baby daddy is, I don't know.
I don't know who the pappy is.
I don't know who the pappy is. Now, were you into Tiger King?
No, I never watched Tiger King. No.
Well, for all the people out there that watched Tiger King, and Tiger King was a huge success, a huge hit. People loved it. They were going Tiger King crazy. People were dressing up as Tiger King for Halloween and all that other stuff. Tiger King is coming back this year. Season 2.
I thought he was in jail.
Bro, I'm just telling you what they're saying. They just released Tiger King 2. Season 2 is coming out by the end of the year. So if you're a Tiger King fan, you will definitely get to see Season 2 of Tiger King.
Were you sure Tiger King not like on some Blair Witch Project stuff where people thought it was real, but it wasn't? We sure he's not actors and actresses?
No, he's really locked up. I didn't see Tiger King. That just wasn't my thing. And they said there's other characters from Tiger King. I don't know. Joe Exotic is in jail, but...
Oh, that's what somebody just said. There's other characters from Tiger King. Joe Exotic is in jail.
I just said that.
I know. That's what our producer just texted. That's why you said it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
All right.
Like what Envy said.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, who are you giving your donkey to?
Listen, man, Florida, Timothy Wolf, the Wolf King. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with him.
All right. We'll get into that next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, and the General Insurance is all about making your life easier. The General has flexible payment options, and they allow you to choose your payment date and how you pay. They accept cash, card, or check. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the guy. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, little Duval, donkey of the day for Friday, September 24th goes to a Lake City, Florida man named Timothy Wolf. What does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. I'm telling you, Florida is one of the most beautiful places in America. The weather, the ambiance, the atmosphere. You there right now, Envy, right?
Yep.
How's the weather?
Beautiful.
Beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Florida is the epitome of if something is too good to be true, it probably is. Okay, I wonder if people in Florida even realize how nutty they are. I wonder if people in Florida even realize who and what is around them. Do they feel safe? Do you feel safe knowing you're surrounded by what I call Florida foolishness? Okay, I'm sure they do. Okay, because it takes one to know one, right? Fool recognizes fool in Florida. And I run into people from Florida all the time, and they always say to me, man, I hate when you say that, but you can't deny it. You know why you can't deny it? Because it's the truth. And every time you hear Donkey of the Day and it's a Florida story, you can't help but ask the question, why are we like this? What's wrong with us? And by us, I mean folks from Florida. Now, what did Timothy Wolf do to add to the Florida fool files? Let's go to First Coast News for the report, please.
A Florida man facing charges after allegedly stealing a car, then trying to return it to the very same dealership a few days later. Police were called to the Chrysler Dodge. Stop for one second.
Stop. Just listen to the first line. Listen. Go ahead.
A Florida man facing charges after allegedly stealing a car, then trying to return it to the very same dealership a few days later. Police were called to the Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Lake City, where Timothy Wolf, they say, was caught on camera taking the car from the lot. Employees say when they checked the vehicle's VIN number, they saw it was stolen from the dealership's lot just 3 days earlier. Wolf now faces multiple charges, including grand theft of a vehicle.
This yet again proves my point that people in Florida don't even know they're crazy. Timothy didn't even know he committed a crime. He stole that damn car from the dealership on Saturday. And in his mind, once it was in his possession, it was his. And he could do whatever he wanted with it. So he decided to trade in his car. Okay, I put his in air quotes. His car for a new one. But he took it to the same dealership that he stole the vehicle from last Saturday. Now he's facing charges of grand theft of a motor vehicle, dealing in stolen property, criminal mischief, and petite theft. You can't call this stupid. You can't call this unintelligent. You can't call this brainless. You can't call it mindless. You can't call it empty-headed. All of those words are understatements when describing situations like this. Only one word applies. Okay, one word, three syllables. Flo-ri-da. There's nothing else to see here, ladies and gentlemen. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please let Remy Ma give Timothy Wolf the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Get out of there while you can.
How you know he wasn't test driving?
Man, shut up.
Or borrowing.
Shut up.
He brought it back.
Shut up. He brought it back to trade in.
He didn't bring it back.
Man, shut up.
That's like you test drive a car. You'd be like, you know what? I want something back.
You can't test drive a car for a week.
Well, he didn't know that. Do they have a sign on the door that says you can't test drive for a week?
I see what you're doing.
What?
You in Florida. You want to get out there safely. I see what you're doing. Okay, go ahead. Continue. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Friday.
It's Friday, so what?
You know what that means?
It's freaky Friday. Now, Envy was in here.
Seven Streeter
put out an album called Drunken Words and Sober Thoughts. And in that interview, you know, and I wish Angela Yee was here. In that interview, Seven Streeter and Angela Yee spoke on something that Envy has been talking about all week long. Can we play the clip?
Ray? Yeah, let's play the clip.
Well, if his penis is small, then you can put it. You can try anal, but don't do it if it's too big.
Really? Okay. Yeah. But I don't want the finger penis for the rest of the acts. But maybe if I try, you know.
What the hell is a finger penis?
Like something that's. Come on now, Charlamagne.
I don't know what a finger penis.
Hold up your fingers.
And now look in your pants. That's a finger penis.
Oh, you mean like the side of your finger?
Yeah. That's not cute.
So as you can hear, Charlamagne was amazed and was wondering what the finger penis
lies
is. So we're opening up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. It's Freaky Friday. We're asking, have you ever dealt with the finger penis?
Now, you heard who asked that question and you heard the conviction in his voice when he asked that question. Okay. Taylor, our producer, too, came in here. And by the way, that's on the top of the page. Very top of the page. The headline is Freaky Friday, based off Seven Streeter interview, ladies experiencing finger penises. I had to ask for context. Envy laid it out flat. Tell us again, Envy.
Nope. But 800-585-1051. I know there's a lot of dudes out there that might have a finger penis that might feel a way about this. They might feel insecure. It's okay. Charlamagne has one as well. So
I do not have a finger
well.
Penis. My penis is 7 inches, 3/4, 8 in the summertime. Whenever it's warm, it's 8 inches. Don't lie on me like that.
800-585-1051. We're talking finger penises this morning.
And we're all inclusive. So guys, you can call up too. Ladies, you call up if you've ever experienced a finger penis, okay? All right? Only the hard-hitting topics on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Only the hard-hitting topics, all right?
It's a Friday,
baby. Probably been number one for 11 years, baby. Let's go!
Let's go! It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's Freaky Friday, goddamn.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, if you just
No, it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's Freaky Friday!
And the Freaky Friday question comes from 7th Street, who stopped through early in the week. And her and Angela Yee was having a little conversation, and Charlamagne jumped his little ass in. Let's hear.
That's a lie.
Well, if his penis is small, then you can put it in your anal, but don't do it if it's too big.
Really? Okay. Yeah. But I don't want the finger penis for the rest of the act. But maybe if I tried, you know.
What the hell is a finger penis?
Like something that's... Come on now, Charlamagne.
I don't know what a finger penis is.
Hold up your fingers.
And now look in your pants. That's a finger penis.
Oh, you mean like the side of your finger?
Yeah. That's not cute.
First of all, the only reason I asked because I never had heard that term. You know what I mean? So I like to learn new things. All week long, Envy's been wanting to talk about this, but he's been like, yo, man, Angela Yee's not here. Can we discuss the topic? I'm like, yo, let's just wait till Freaky Friday. We based it off the 7th Street interview, and now we're here on this radio asking people if they've ever experienced a finger penis. Now, Envy, before we get into the topic, do you have a finger penis?
That sounds like that's something I should go to human resources for, but...
It's a topic of discussion. No, how can you ask other people but don't want to be asked yourself? That makes no sense.
I do not have a finger penis. What about yourself, sir?
I don't think I have a finger penis. But
if you don't think, that means you have one.
No, 7 inches. I've never seen nobody with a 7-inch, 3/4 finger or 8-inch finger. And I definitely got more girth than all the fingers on my hands.
Well, let's. This is awkward. Let's go to the phone.
Why is it awkward?
Because I'm not talking to you about your penis.
Why?
585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Have you dealt with a finger penis before?
Okay, so y'all, I was in college, right? It was my freshman year, and this dude was in a fraternity, and usually said fraternity is known for being, you know, nasty and this, that, and the third. So
it was a Q.
The Q's. Shout out the Q's.
Come on now. Don't do that. So anyway, went to the party, met the guy, started kicking it, texting. Then probably about 2 weeks in, he invited me over to his crib. He took it out. I said, pack my stuff up. You got to take me home. We're not doing this.
Wow. Damn. So what finger was it?
I'm probably going to go with, I won't say pinky. I'll do ring finger. I'll give him ring finger.
Damn. Wow. What if he'd have pointed to the door with his penis and said, well, go that way?
Well, then, hey, it is what it is. But he definitely ain't getting none of this. And then from then on, I had a thing where, like, I had to kind of, like, size it up myself before I even did anything.
What you
and
mean,
now
size it
I'm
up?
Content and happy.
What you mean size it up? How do you size it up? What do you do?
Yeah, so basically, like, you know, if y'all are like kind of like kicking it, you're in an intimate space, and before things go where they're supposed to go, you kind of like get a feel for it to make sure it's what it's supposed to be.
You touch down there.
Okay, all right.
It's like there when somebody's in the fruit section and they touching on like the fruits.
There you go, Charlamagne. Yeah. You got it. That's it.
Yeah, I got it.
Sounds like you did it before, so, Charlamagne. Well, thank you, Mama. All right. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Freddie Fingers.
Yeah, my name G.
Oh, what's up, G?
We're talking...
What's going on, Charlamagne? What's going on, Envy?
What's up, bro?
You ever experienced a finger penis?
No, I ain't experienced none of that. I got a finger penis.
Oh, okay. I like the honesty, the self-awareness. Tell us more.
Ain't nothing wrong with a finger penis, because, you know what I'm saying? It's just how you work it.
Okay.
You know, I was prepared from a young age, so I learned how to... Basically, work my finger penis, you know?
When did you realize that your penis wasn't like everybody else's? Well, not everybody else's, but probably a little, you know, below average.
After watching my first porno.
Well, no, porno's not a good judge.
But you know, Ron Jeremy's my guy.
Okay.
So, you know, Ron Jeremy shows you how to really, you know, work a small penis, though, you know?
So do you tell women beforehand? Do you let them know, like, look, you know, I got a finger penis?
No, I kind of psych the mind for it.
Talk to me.
I kind of probe. What I do is kind of see who I'm liking. I mean, you know, I kind of ask questions beforehand.
Yeah, because you should prepare women for that disappointment. so they're not disappointed. You don't want them to have an expectation.
I haven't disappointed since 19-something, man. I mean, I'm pretty good on mine.
Okay, give us one tip.
You got to work it. Got to get that G-spot.
Give us one tip on how to use your 11th finger. Tell us, what's one thing you do that's good?
You can't slow stroke too much.
Oh, that makes sense.
You gotta kind of do it like
rapid fire.
You gotta do it like a rabbit.
Rapid fire. I get it.
Okay. All right, exactly. Charlamagne, I didn't need to see that.
Okay, I understand.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
If you imitate the rabbit, you might be better off, you know?
Okay. Well, hold on, brother. I think you and Charlamagne can bond a little more. So you hold on, all right? 800.
I respect his honesty, man.
Now, it seems like y'all are bonding. Like, y'all are bonding on a different level.
Because
like,
I respect honest people. I respect authentic, honest people. He's an honest person.
Both had trauma together.
And he's very self-aware.
Mending over trauma. And I love that. I love to see brothers really, you know, mending over trauma and experience, you know, and explaining each other's feelings.
He's very self-aware.
All right. 800-585-1051. We're talking finger penises. Anybody in the room got a finger penis? Dan? Eddie? Red?
Nick?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. They say one out of five people have a finger penis, and there's five in that room.
One, so
one
two, got three, one. Four, five.
One of y'all got one.
It might be.
585-1051. We're talking finger penises this morning.
Freaky Friday!
And today's Freaky Friday question is, we're talking finger penises. Now, this came from 7th Street as she was on the show. Her and ye were talking, and Charlamagne just butted in.
Ain't no goddamn Charlamagne, penis. Okay? Play
Let's
the clip, Red.
Let's hear.
Well, if his penis is small, then you can put it. You can try anal, but don't do it if it's too big.
Really? Okay. Yeah. But I don't want the finger penis for the rest of the act. But maybe if I try it, you know.
What the hell is a finger penis?
Like something that's. Come on now, Charlamagne.
I don't know what a finger penis.
Hold up your fingers.
And now look in your pants. That's a finger penis.
Oh, you mean like the side of your finger?
Yeah. That's not cute.
I just never heard that term before. So when I hear a term I never heard before, I want to know more. So I wanted to know about finger penises. And all week long, Envy was like, yo, we got to talk about this topic.
That's a lie.
But Yee's not here.
That's
I was just like, yo, let's wait till Freaky Friday and open the phone lines
up. Is a lie. You're a liar. So you've always been a liar.
So who are the people? Let's talk to some people. Who's on the line, Red?
Hello, who's this?
Queen from Atlanta.
Peace, hey. Queen.
You dealt with finger penises before, mama?
Oh, my gosh. So I was so excited to have this guy because we bonded so much, you know, conversation-wise. Talked about building as far as, you know, cohabitating together. And, you know, I was very interested for this guy, a black guy, talk like this to me. He had sex, and I'm not feeling anything.
Oh boy.
And I happen to look over, like he's laying there, like he is so tired. And I look over and I don't see anything but, you know, what hangs below the ball. I don't see anything.
What kind of finger was it? If you had to compare it to what finger, what was it?
Half of my pinky.
Whoa.
Half of your pinky.
Lord have mercy, my God.
Goodness gracious. So sorry for you, mama.
Like, I think a baby probably has him beat.
You might be entitled to compensation. You sound like you need to get something for this, man.
Well, we're sending you healing energy, mama.
Yeah, we got to send you healing energy. Lord have mercy.
Hello, who's this?
That's that man handicapped, you know. That man can walk in the handicapped spaces.
Yo, stop it,
man. If you got a half a pinky penis.
You stop it, man.
Hello, who's this? I got a pinky penis.
What?
Excuse me, ma'am. How are you? Good morning.
Oh, I should have probably worded that better. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? What's your name?
Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. So,
Brittany, you have a pinky penis?
Well, not me specifically, but I dealt with one.
Oh, okay.
Talk to me about the finger penises, man. These are horror stories, by the way.
Yeah, we can't give him a finger because that could be, you know, a middle finger. It's strictly a pinky, the smallest one.
What?
Listen, this is just a hookup that would have turned into something more if there wasn't a pinky. But it gets better. A few weeks later, I found out my aunt was dating his uncle. They were related, and it runs in the family.
Wow. Pinky penis is hereditary.
So clearly she's not with him anymore either. But yeah, I guess so. I guess it's a thing. So beware.
You can't. Wow. We got to stop the pinky penis shaming, though.
Yes, we don't. I mean, there's nothing a man can do about it.
He can't do nothing about it. They're born like that. You can't shame the man because his penis looked like a pinky. You
and
can't
I bet
do that.
I bet you he was probably a terrible person too, wasn't he?
No, that's the thing. He was great, but you can't have sex with him if you don't feel.
Wow. But see, don't you feel like you might have missed your blessing? What do you really want? If God sends you a good man and he's a nice person and he treats you right, but he got a little pinky penis, you mad? Like, shouldn't you figure out a way to work that?
You can't
settle, though. I have a great man right now who does not have a finger at all.
What about an extendo? That's what they need to do. They need to make, like, extendos for men, like weave for men, so we can have, like, an extension.
I think they do. You got surgery. You got to do that.
No, you can't get no surgery for your penis.
I think you can.
No, you can't. Ain't no PPL.
Yes, you can get a surgery for anything nowadays.
No, bro. Ain't no surgery to make your penis bigger. We just stuck.
You can get a penis surgery.
Call Dr. Miami right now.
You can. I think you can.
I don't believe that. But God bless that woman, and God bless all the women dealing with finger penises. We got another call?
Yeah, let's take one more. Hello, who's this?
This Florida boy, Jay. How y'all doing?
Good, good. You dealt with a pinky penis before?
No. Why y'all let Angela Yee sit up there and penis shame like that, man? That's messed up, man.
Oh, you relax. Relax, you little hitchhiker. You must got a thumb.
You got a finger penis.
No, man. I got three kids, man. I'm good. My wife ain't never had no problem.
Okay. So why are you upset then?
Yeah, put her on the phone.
Because, man, we could just look down at our pants and be like Enoch Truck and grow a 9-foot
finger and drag it around.
Lord have mercy. Well, thank you for calling. I'm sorry for your problem, bro.
Lord have mercy, sir.
Your wife still loves you, though. Damn, you hung up.
I thank God for my penis size. I really do. I'm not the biggest, but, you know, man, I ain't got no pinky. Boy, what you supposed to do with that? What'd you say, Taylor? Taylor, get on the microphone. What'd you say? If you got a pinky penis, you should do what?
Just rub it on, you know. But usually, you know, guys that have pinky, they're really good at oral.
Okay, that makes sense. If you had a pinky penis, that's what I would do. I'd just rub it on the... Let's start a fire, okay?
Well, you can't say that, but all right.
Well, rub
goodness
it.
Gracious.
There you go.
What's the moral of the story, pinky penis guy?
Hey, the moral of the story is God bless everybody, man, with finger penises. We ain't trying to shame y'all this weekend, but have the best weekend you can.
My goodness. Okay? All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. BMF starts this Sunday. We'll tell you about that. And also, New Music Fridays. We'll tell you what new music came out, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Now, 50 was in Atlanta yesterday, and he was premiering the first episode of BMF that actually comes out this Sunday. Now, he had the cast there, and also he had a bunch of surprise performances, like DaBaby, Snoop was there, T.I., and of course 50 Cent performed. But during T.I.'s performance, he performed at the end of it. He said this.
Man, run that shit, man. Hey, Jim. You never know sugar daddy. Hey, 50, we got to do the verses, man. You want the people want to see?
That's dope. I mean, what's dope about that is that 50 and Tip can have that relationship where they know it's just friendly competition. You know what I mean? And Versus sets the stage for that. That's not disrespectful at all.
Right, he wants all the smoke. I think that'd be a great Versus. I don't think 50 would do it, but I think it'd be fun.
I had so many of the homies hitting me last night from the BMF premiere telling me how dope the BMF show is. I mean, I woke up this morning, text messages like, yo, this BMF show going to be fire. This BMF show going to be fire.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it Sunday.
I also hope 50 knows, man. Salute to Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. I hope he knows how much he inspires people. You know what I mean? Especially somebody like me who's got his foot in the TV production world. Like, when I see what 50 doing, I'm like, that's an excellent blueprint he's laying out for folks. Salute to 50.
And what's dope about it is 50, he just doesn't stay in one reign. Like, he does stars. He does movies. Something that I'm doing with him is his totally like HGTV. Like, he has his foot in every door. Like, he just
absolutely
he's doing his damn thing, and he's gonna be announcing a whole lot more. I'm excited about
but,
that.
But I do like what he did at Stars, though, because Stars was a network that people necessarily weren't putting eyes on. You know what I'm saying? And then he created Power, and now he's got a whole Power universe, and now BMF coming. Like, he really made Stars his own. When you think Stars, you think 50 Cent. So that's dope.
Absolutely. Well, it's also New Music Friday, so a lot of new music is out today. Gunna released a joint with Future. It's called Too Easy.
I take drugs and feel relaxed, just like that therapeutic. She take that bus and don't call back, so she won't think I need it. I stick deep inside her throat, it ain't no more breathing.
Okay. Let's get to some of that West Side Gun. Let me hear some of that West Side Gun. That West Side Gun and Jay Electronica.
But in praying for the world, let my skin free. Let my skin free.
If a law shine, cutter gonna shine. It's mathematical. Keep your head up on your sabbatical.
We also have Joyner Lucas and J. Cole called Your Heart.
I hate a f***ing used to be a f***ing
Couldn't even blame her if she did. Oh, again. You run your bitch through the mud, you deserve that. So you can feel it for yourself where it hurt at.
Lucas and Cole. Lucas and Cole both be snapping.
Now, Young Boy, he released a single, Break or Make Me.
Young Boy dropped the whole album.
Don't love me like we been. Wasn't even for me, even most my men. I just want to ball off, fall out of my big on. All these that I'm on from the prison got me on.
NBA Young Boy, you know he's the most streamed artist on YouTube, right?
Yes, he is.
And radio don't play none of his records.
Not one single.
Have they ever?
No.
Because he's been number one on YouTube screaming for a while, for years now, a few years.
For a long time. Yeah, he released 21 tracks. It's called Sincerely Kentrell. So I'll definitely check that out. And lastly, Lotto. Lotto got a new single out. It's called Big Energy. So congratulations to Lotto. Let's hear that.
Bad chick, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big energy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. But I might let you try it out the Hennessy.
All right. And that is your rumor report. Now, don't forget, tonight, Charlamagne's show, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock on Comedy Central, man. It's the second episode of The God's Honest Truth. Tonight's episode is titled Only the Feds I Fear. The first episode, we tackled decrackification and how, you know, denazification in Germany definitely needs to be applied, you know, here in America so we can get rid of, root out white supremacy in this country. So we're tackling one of those institutions that, has a lot of white supremacist roots, and that is the FBI. So it's called Only the Feds I Fear, and it premieres tonight. Well, the second episode is on tonight on Comedy Central at 10 p.m. So tune in to God's Honest Truth with me, Leonard Charlemagne the God McKelvey.
All right. Now, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning again. Shout out to Kalani for joining us this morning. Kalani stopped through. Her single is out right now. Make sure y'all stream it. Pick it up.
Salute to the good sister Kalani, man. She got a single out called Alter. And, you know, the thing I like about Kalani, like, you can sit there and have a conversation with her and you can tell that she's really on her healing journey. You know what I mean? Like, the pandemic made a lot of people sit down and be still and really have to face themselves for the first time. And a lot of people went out there and did the work on themselves. And Kalani was definitely one of those people. So salute to Kalani.
Yeah, absolutely. And shout out to our family at 103.5 The Beat. Shout out to Logic. Shout out to DJ 33. And shout out to my man Killer Touch. I just want to say thank y'all. I was stranded out here yesterday because the flights were canceled because of weather here and in New York. So they held me down. They made sure I had a place to stay, and they got me in the studio. So I just want to say thank you to our family over at 103.5 The Beat.
Salute to my guys, 103.5 The Beat. Also, too, man, the Mental Wealth Expo. It's on 10-10. You know, everybody was listening to me and Kalani have these conversations about healing. Just know that the Mental Wealth Expo is going to be a day of mental wealth and healing education. So if you're looking for those resources, everybody says, oh, you know, where do you go when you want to start your journey of healing? Like, you know, this will provide you with a lot of tools, resources, and introduce you to some people that can get you on the right path, man.
All right, well, when we come back, we got the positive notice, the Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, don't forget my car shows go down in Miami. I'm in Miami now, 12-12. That is December 12th. All right. Family fun, exotic cars, celebrity cars, amusement rides, carnival games. We have so much in store. We're bringing a NASCAR to the show so you can actually see. It's one of the few black-owned NASCARs that we'll have there. So shout to New York Racing Team. Shout to that whole squad. They'll be joining us. We got monster trucks and just a whole lot of stuff. So join us 12-12 in Miami and also October 30th in Detroit. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. And let me shout out to our guy, Rip Michael. He's doing his comedy show this weekend. Some of your favorite comedians will be in the building at the Barclays Center. He has DC Young Fly. He has Little Duval. He has so many people, Monique. So definitely join us tonight at the Barclays Center.
Absolutely. And listen, make sure you tune in to Comedy Central tonight. The second episode of my late night talk show, The God's Honest Truth, comes on at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central tonight. Tonight's episode is titled Only the Feds I Fear. So we'll see you tonight, or you'll see me tonight. Either way, we'll talk to each other because we'll be on social media and all that other stuff. So 10 p.m. tonight, Comedy Central, The God's Honest Truth, hosted by me, Leonard Charlemagne Tha God McKelvey. Join us.
All right. Leave us on a positive note.
The positive note is simple, man. I really want you to remember this. The real flex in life, the real flex, is letting some people talk about the old you while you heal and evolve into the new you.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and J Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.